Welcome back, and thanks for walking with me again. Today we're following the data all the way home. In our last chat we met logs, and the Custer query language, KQL, and we learned how to ask questions of a workspace. But that raised a quieter question. How does the data actually get there in the first place? That's the whole story of this episode. The activity log, resource logs, diagnostic settings, the agent, and data collection rules. By the end, you'll be able to picture the entire pipeline in your head, and that mental picture is one of the most heavily tested ideas in this whole skill area. Here's the key idea to hold on to before anything else. Azure Monitor is only ever as good as the data you route into it. And some data is collected for you automatically, with no configuration at all, while other data simply does not exist until you turn it on. Knowing which is the thing the exam loves to probe. So let me give you the anchor that makes all of it click. The anchor is the difference between the control plane and the data plane. Think of a resource as a box. There are two very different kinds of things you can do. You can control the box, meaning you create it, you resize it, you change its settings, you delete it. Those are management operations, and they happen from the outside. That's the control plane. Then there's using the box, meaning you reach inside and do work, like getting a secret out of a key vault. Or running a query against a database. That's the data plane. Say it to yourself while you walk. Control the box versus use the box. Now here's why that matters so much. The control plane, the managing of the box, is recorded for free by a feature called the activity log, and it's on by default. The data plane, the using of the box, is recorded by what Azure calls resource logs, and those are not collected at all until you configure something called a diagnostic setting. So one is free and automatic, the other is off, until you switch it on. Also worth noting, the activity log usually only captures changes, the create, update, and delete actions, not simple reads. Resource logs, by contrast, do capture the data operations, including reads. That distinction alone will answer a surprising number of questions. Let's spend a moment on the activity log, because it has some lovely specific facts. First, it is system-generated and immutable. You cannot edit an entry, you cannot delete an entry, it just records what happened. Second, entries show up for analysis and alerting quite quickly, within 3 to 20 minutes of the event. Third, and this is a big one, the default retention is 90 days, and then Azure deletes the entries. During that 90-day window, you are not charged, no matter how much volume you generate. Fourth, and here's a fact the exam adores, the activity log is the only place that stores resource creator information. If someone asks who created a resource and when, the activity log is your only source. And fifth, if you want to keep any of this beyond 90 days, you have to export it through a diagnostic setting, and then you can retain it for up to 12 years. A quick word on scope. By default, the activity log works at the subscription level, capturing events from the resource providers in that subscription. But you can also look at the tenant level, sometimes called directory activity, or at the management group level, and there you're capturing the Azure Resource Manager events across that part of the hierarchy. A neat trick, if you put a diagnostic setting on the highest level management group, it covers all the groups beneath it. Just watch for duplicate events when you do that. When you export the activity log into a log analytics workspace, and please say those words rather than initials, the data lands in a table called the Azure Activity Table. That's powerful, because now you can correlate it with your other logs, build log alerts on it, feed Power BI, and keep it past 90 days. And here's the money detail. There are no data ingestion charges for the activity log. A retention charge only kicks in if you keep it past that default 90 days. One small gotcha when you query it. The fields in the Azure Activity Table can vary in capitalization, so when you filter, compare case insensitively, using the case insensitive equals operator, or by lowercasing the value first. Now, the router of this whole system. The diagnostic setting. A diagnostic setting takes three source types and sends them to destinations. Those three sources are platform metrics, which are collected automatically, the activity log, also automatic, and resource logs, which are not collected until this setting exists. So the diagnostic setting plays two roles. For metrics and the activity log, it's just forwarding data you already have to somewhere new for retention or analysis. For resource logs, it's the thing that makes them exist at all. And a crucial habit, you create one diagnostic setting per resource you want to collect from. Where can a diagnostic setting send data? There are four kinds of destination. The first is a log analytics workspace, and that's your home for log queries, workbooks, and log alerts. The only requirement is that the workspace already exists, and the tables create themselves the first time data arrives. The second is an Azure storage account, which you'd use for audit, static analysis, or backup, and it has an immutable option and can be kept indefinitely. It has to be a standard account, not premium, and not the special DNS zone endpoint kind. And for a regional resource, it must sit in the same region. The third is Azure Event Hubs, and the classic reason to use that is to stream your data out to a non-Microsoft Security Information and Event Management System, ASIEM. Again, same region for regional resources, and you need the manage, send, and listen permissions. And the fourth destination is partner solutions, meaning non-Microsoft monitoring platforms, where the requirements vary by partner. Now let me give you the constraints you simply have to memorize, because they show up as trick questions. There are several, so let's count them. First, the destination must already exist before you create the setting. Second, regional resources need their storage or event hub destination in the same region. Third, if you've locked things down with a virtual network, you need to allow trusted Microsoft services to bypass the firewall. Fourth, you get one of each destination type per setting, so if you want to send to two workspaces, you create two separate settings. Fifth, you can have up to 5 diagnostic settings per resource. And sixth, you cannot send a resource's own logs back to itself. A storage account can't be the destination for its own logs, because that would be an infinite loop. There's a shortcut for choosing what to collect, called category groups. Instead of ticking individual categories, you can pick a group. There's all logs, which grabs every category the resource offers, and there's audit, which captures the logs recording customer interactions with data and settings. Just know that if you pick a category group, you can't also select individual categories, and not every service offers these groups. Two more things about diagnostic settings before we move on. On latency, after you create a setting, data should start flowing within 90 minutes. If nothing has appeared after 24 hours, then either no logs are being generated, or you've got a routing misconfiguration, and a good first fix is to disable and re-enable the setting. On cost, collect only the categories you actually need. Skip sending platform metrics into the workspace unless you truly need them there, because they're already available for free in Metrics Explorer, and use transformations, which we'll get to filter within a category. And one exam trap worth flagging. The PowerShell command new-az diagnostic setting cannot configure the activity log. For the activity log through the command line, you use the subscription scoped command instead, the diagnostic setting subscription create or update command. Alright, let's go inside the machine. The activity log and resource logs describe Azure's outside view of a resource. But what if you need to see inside the operating system of a virtual machine, its Windows event logs, its performance counters, its running processes? For that, you need an agent. Without an agent, you can only collect host machine data, and you get no visibility into the guest operating system at all. That agent is the Azure Monitor Agent, AMA. It collects guest operating system logs and performance data, both from Azure virtual machines and from hybrid machines in other clouds or on-premises, which you connect using Azure Arc. It delivers to Azure Monitor, and it also feeds Microsoft Sentinel and Microsoft Defender for cloud. It is the supported, modern agent, and it replaces the older log analytics agent and the legacy diagnostic extensions. Here's a friendly fact. The agent itself is free. You only pay for ingestion and storage. You can install it as a virtual machine extension, through Azure Policy, or by enabling VM Insights. And the big point, what the agent actually collects is defined entirely by data collection rules. So let's meet those data collection rules, or DCRs. Think of a data collection rule as the brain of the operation, an extract, transform, and load configuration, like a little pipeline definition. It's a first-class Azure resource in its own right, and you'll find them under Monitor and then Data Collection Rules. Each rule specifies four things. What data to collect and send. The schema of the incoming data. Any transformations to apply before storage. And the destination. Connected to that is the idea of a data collection rule association, a DCRA. That's simply the link between a resource and a rule, and the relationship is many to many. One rule can serve many resources, and a single resource can have up to 30 rules attached to it. When the Azure Monitor agent is involved, it's an association that wires things together. Same for the preview scenarios around event hubs and platform metrics. For direct ingestion through the logs ingestion interface, the rule is named right in the call. And there's a special case called a workspace transformation rule, which applies directly to the workspace itself. Now, transformations deserve a moment, because they're both elegant and money-saving. A transformation is a custo query language, KQL, query that runs against each record before it's stored. Why would you want that? Four reasons. You can filter out data you don't need, and that directly reduces your ingestion cost. You can remove sensitive data so it's never even persisted. You can reshape data to match the destination's schema. And you can enrich data or fan it out to multiple destinations. One last reliability note. Data collection rules are a zone redundant service. They're created in one region and backed up to the paired region within the same geography. So let me paint the whole pipeline in words so you can picture the whole flow just by listening. On one side, you've got the control plane, working automatically, producing the activity log of management operations. Alongside it, platform metrics, also automatic. And on the other side, the data plane, which needs configuration, producing resource logs about what happens inside the resource. All three of those, the activity log, platform metrics, and resource logs, flow into the diagnostic setting, and remember, up to 5 of those per resource. From the diagnostic setting, the data fans out, to a log analytics workspace for querying, to Azure storage for audit and archive, and to event hubs to reach a SIEM. Meanwhile, off to the side, a virtual machine's guest operating system sends its data through the Azure Monitor agent, and that agent is governed by a data collection rule and its association, where the transformations happen, and from there the data lands in the workspace too. That's the entire picture. Let's test yourself, because this is where it sticks. Here's the first scenario. A security team wants an immutable, long-term archive of every key vault secret read operation for compliance. And at the same time, they want real-time streaming into a third-party SIEM. What do you configure, and to which destinations? Think about it for a second while you walk. Here's the answer. You create a single diagnostic setting on the Key Vault. You enable the relevant resource log category, the Audit 1, and you route it to two destinations at once. An Azure storage account with immutable storage for the compliance archive, and an Azure Event Hub's namespace to stream into the SIEM. Both destinations must already exist, and for a regional resource they must be in the vault's region. Second scenario. A virtual machine's CPU metrics look perfectly fine in Metrics Explorer, but the team cannot see the Windows event logs from inside the machine. Nothing is misconfigured on the host. What's missing, and how do you add it without blowing up your ingestion cost? Pause and think. The answer, there's no agent inside the guest operating system, so only host data is available. You deploy the Azure Monitor agent and associate a data collection rule that collects the Windows event logs, and then you add a transformation in that rule to filter down to only the events you actually need, which keeps the ingestion cost down. Two quick review questions. Which data is collected by default with no configuration at all? Resource logs, guest operating system performance counters, the activity log, or Windows event logs? The answer is the activity log. It's system generated and automatic, while resource logs and guest data are not. And a choose two question about diagnostic settings. The two true statements are these. A resource can have up to 5 diagnostic settings, and the destination must already exist before you create the setting. It is not true that one setting can target 2 workspaces at once, because you only get 1 of each destination type per setting. And it is not true that the standard new AZ diagnostic setting command configures the activity log export, because it can't. Let's do a quick recap before we wrap up. Control plane equals the activity log. Management operations, free, 90 days, immutable, and your only source of resource creator information. Data plane equals resource logs, inside the resource, and they need a diagnostic setting to exist. Platform metrics and the activity log are automatic, resource logs are not. Diagnostic settings route those 3 sources out to a workspace, storage, event hubs, or a partner, with the limits we drilled. Destination must exist. Same region for regional resources. 1 of each type per setting. 5 settings per resource, and no sending logs back to themselves. The Azure Monitor agent brings guest operating system data, from Azure and from Arc connected hybrid machines, the agent is free, and its behavior is defined entirely by data collection rules. And those rules are extract, transform, and load configs, with powerful transformations to filter and cut cost, redact, reshape, and enrich, linked to resources by many-to-many associations, up to 30 rules per resource, on a zone-redundant service. So now the data is flowing in, next time we make it do something. Join me for the episode on alerts, action groups, and alert processing rules, where we turn all this incoming data into signals that actually reach a human, including alerts built on the activity log itself. Until then, keep picturing the box, and whether you're controlling it or using it. See you next time.